help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WS Radio,
the worldwide leader in internet talk.
Hey, coming back at you from Border Town, USA, a.k.a. San Diego, California. This is Art Rocks Radio, where art, fashion, and music collide. This is Philly Joe Swendoza, your chanter of personality. My partner in crime, your chief excitement officer, is Ali Bling Bling, back in the house after being on assignment for a couple of weeks. Hey, Ali, how does it feel to be back in the house?
Well, I'm feeling good. I'm digging the new format, and I'm really excited to be back in the co-host seat again.
You know, this is such a busy weekend here in San Diego. There's so many things going on. You know, we just had Sandy Cottrell from Art Walk on the Bay for our first segment. But there's going to be a lot of action going on down in that general Embarcadero waterfront area. And one that I want to remind our listeners of, we mentioned this before, this is a special, something that's very special to me. It's called Heroes on the Harbor. It's going to be happening on Saturday night aboard the USS Midway. And it's a huge, huge party to benefit wounded warriors. These are primarily Marines who have been wounded in war. Not necessarily just the war that we're engaged in now.
All wars.
But many wars.
Yeah, we're just honoring our service people.
And it's for a good cause. It's going to be featuring master performance artist Michael Israel, who's actually going to be painting on stage, live in front of you. He's going to create them before your very eyes.
You got some rock and roll entertainers. You've got Elton John.
Tributes to Elton John, Billy Joel, and John Lennon. You can buy Michael Israel's art right there on this bar, and we urge you all.
You got food. You've got chocolate samplings.
It's going to be one heck of a party. It's Saturday, September 13th. For more information, go right to their website, heroesontheharbor.com. A night to honor our wounded American warriors, right aboard the USS Midway. If you've never gone to a party on an aircraft carrier before, this is going to be...
Don't get too drunk and fall overboard.
Yeah. If you do, they'll just put you on the catapult and they'll just send you out onto the bay, right, you know, and you'll just fly away, you know. But anyway, heroesontheharbor.com. It's a great cause. This coming Saturday begins at 6:15. All proceeds to benefit wounded warriors. Okay.
All right.
You know, Ali...
Speaking of the border, Border Town USA...
Well, we're always talking about the border here because we think that's one of the greatest areas for transfusion of art here in San Diego. That's one of the things that makes our art distinctive. But I want to introduce to our listeners a couple of the artists who are actually going to be participating in Art Walk on the Bay, which we talked about a little bit on the first segment. I want to welcome into the studio, first of all, Maria Evangelina and Pete Tillich. How are you guys doing?
Hi, fine. Thank you.
Speak up a little bit, Maria. Don't be shy.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, because if you are, I know Pete's going to drown you out.
I've had the one.
Because he's an Australian, you know, and...
we know what those boys are like from down under.
Right. I like to think of it as being on top.
I know you do. Being Italian, I got to wrestle you guys all the time. Especially this one over here, because he's half Australian.
That's right. I was actually born in Perth of an American father, Australian mother. But enough of me, because I want to talk a little bit about you guys' participation in Art Walk on the Bay. And I'm going to start with you, Maria, because, first of all, give us your website.
www.mariaevangelina.com.
Dot com.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
And the thing that intrigued me so much about you is that you actually studied to be a dentist, and then you became an artist. Are you a practicing dentist now as well as being an artist?
No, I guess I just, you know, went after high school and college, and I said, well, dentistry, but I always wanted something related with art, and I could do it like 15 years ago when I really dedicated myself to what I really wanted. I got a very nice excuse to leave dentistry apart, which was my kids, so I
But now you're back to doing your true passion. And
yes.
I have to say, looking at your portraits of the horses, and I mean, that's really, you seem to capture this elegance, this theme of their freedom and their spontaneity.
That's your specialty, right? Is the horses?
Well, yes. I do other things, but people mostly recognize me for the
horses. I mean,
and you do oils, water, what's your medium?
Yes, but mostly my media is ink and watercolor. Mm-hmm. I mean, acrylic worked as watercolor. Yes.
And I wanted to ask you, I mean, I was looking at those horses, and they had this, like, dreamlike, surreal kind of vision. Where does that vision come from, Maria?
Oh, boy. Well, I think that horses are the most perfect creature on Earth, I mean, besides men.
but Australian men. Thank you.
And women.
Thanks, Pete.
they've always fascinated me, so maybe that's one.
Now, did you grow up around horses?
Yes.
I know that you were born in Mexico. Oh. Tell us a little bit about your childhood and how your childhood with horses influences your artwork today.
Well, actually, my childhood was dreaming of horses. I was not near horses until I was like 14. I had a horse for 5 years, and I had to give it up. And then now I have a horse. I ride. I love it. And the last 10 years or a little more, I've been, you know, in contact with horses mostly every year, every day. So I'm, you know, fulfilling my passion.
My question is, how do you make them stay still so you can do your portrait?
You know, they don't. And especially if you give them carrots, they start calling you. So it's hard. I mean, I have all sorts of books, and I think seeing them every day, you know, gets, you get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
What's your horse's name, by the way?
Oh, I hate the name Shakespeare, but.
Shakespeare?
My daughter, you know, Crescent Head, but Bayardo is the best. You know, it used to be called like that, so I'd rather this name.
But they do. They have a very dreamy-like characteristic to them. And those influences in your art, where do they come from? Is there any particular artist in your past or one of the masters that you've gotten that type of surrealistic kind of blending of?
I think that you are always influenced by whatever you see. Even if you don't, you know, acknowledge it, you are influenced with things you like and you see. So maybe could be, you know, I love Egon Schiele, and I got Toulouse-Lautrec was one of my, you know, my favorites when I used to see art books. Maybe, and also they tell me that Chinese ink works, you know, are very similar to mine, but I really didn't, you know, study or see them until lately. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think about the great thing, Philly, about Art Walk on the Bay is we have such diversity, because we're going to hop over to Pete here, who...
Pete Timlick, the master of
moods. Yeah. He's like a mood director.
The master of mood.
And the perfect male, don't forget that. As Maria pointed out.
And Pete comes from a completely different background. Pete was born in Australia, so he's very happy to let everybody know.
What part of Australia, Pete?
A place called Cronulla. It's just south of Sydney.
Oh, okay. All right.
Coastal town.
I was on the other side, Perth. I was actually born in Australia myself.
And Pete has traveled all around the world.
What's your website, by the way?
Pete Tillack, TILLACK.com.
And you've traveled all over the world, and you were a surfer, and you said that your passport has many stamps on it. And really that, you know, your experience with people in the world has tremendously influenced your artwork. What in particular, if there's anything, that is really the driving passion behind your art?
The openness of what the environment gives us, the serenity that we can feel just in our surroundings, whether it be crowded or not, I prefer not, is just unbelievable. And it's a tranquility that I try to achieve in myself, which I never can, and therefore it's unobtainable. Yet I envision it, and it portrays in my work, hopefully.
Oh, your work is beautiful. And give us a website one more time so people can check it out. You've got a great website.
Thank you. It's Pete Tillack, TILLACK.com.
Now, Pete, I've known you for a while now, and every time I run into you, it's usually at a party where there are other surfers, and so you're still into the surfing, and San Diego is a wonderful place to be if you can't be in Australia, of course.
Thank you.
but what came first, the surfing and then the art, or the art and then the surfing?
Well, very similar to Maria's background. I was actually an electrician back home. I had no idea I was an artist, and I was traveling just through the pure joy of looking for a new wave. And I thought I'd go for a couple of months, and that was in 93. So I kept going and going. Yeah, and I had the freedom of doing that. And as I traveled, of course, you need finances. So I managed to do things from tree planting all the way up through Canada and Alaska to barbacking, as most travelers do, to many of things. And in one of my jobs, I was actually building trade show booths, which turned into murals, which then I realized I was actually an artist. And yeah, it's a great background. And
but I mean, people look at your art, Pete, like I looked on your website, and it looks like you were just born into this. It looks like the passion and the meticulousness of it. It looks like you've been doing this your whole life.
Yeah, I agree. And I say that from a standing back and looking at it. And as my mom said, when they came and saw it, they said, hey, if we would have known, we would have put you to school. And as I said to them, if I had known, I would have asked to go to school.
Well, you know, we've got about 30 seconds left here in our segment right here. So if you folks want to find out more about these artists, of course, you can go to their websites. And, of course, you can go to Art Walk on the Bay this
and meet them in person. You
Saturday
guys both have booths down there.
At the Embarcadero North. And it's going to be a wonderful show. It's going to be a wonderful party. But one more time, your website's Maria?
www.mariaevangelina.com
And that crazy Australian over there.
Pete Tillack, TILLACK.com And congratulations on your new move to satellite.
Thank you.
Thank
We're
you
happy.
Very much. And will you have some Fosters there for the visitors?
I only drink Tui's.
Oh, you drink Tui's. Okay. Well, listen, whatever you drink, don't mouse around on us. You're listening
Get down to Art Walk on the Bay.
The world wide leader in Internet talk.
It's wild, wonderful, weird, wacky, and really, really wet. It's water, and it's fun. Wacky? Learn about frozen frogsicles. Want weird? See a fish that crawls right out of the water. Play the water quiz show and become a water wizard. Replace a broken sprinkler head and save more than 7,000 gallons a year. From albatross to zebrafish, polar bears to people, we all need water. Splash down at the San Diego Natural History Museum for a wet and wild adventure.
Hello, this is Figure Joe Swendoza from Art Rocks Radio. Right now, I'm dreaming of Hawaii. Palm trees, coconuts, spectacular sunsets, and a beautiful ocean view vacation home where whales and dolphins roam. My dream is your reality in a beautiful 2,800 square foot home set on 1.5 acres, 700 feet above sea level. Paradise is ready for you. Don't miss this opportunity. Call Deborah Kastner now at 808-217-4828.
She should have called Disconnected Salon.
Oh, fuck, we have like an hour and 5 minutes.
It's okay. They take walk-ins.
I hate my hair! Okay. I hate it!
She's crazy.
I can't get married like that.
Yes, you can. Look at her.
I am so embarrassed. I am so embarrassed.
Don't try this at home. Contact one of our highly trained professionals at DisconnectedSalon.com.
Monsieur, I love your chapeau.
My what?
Your hat, of course. But, monsieur, you are wearing nothing else.
That's because I'm on my way to Station Boutique in San Diego's Little Italy. All the clothes I need are right there.
For me, too?
Especially for you, Frenchie. It's like a touch of France in Little Italy. Uh-oh. Gotta get to Station Boutique before I freeze or the police arrest me for indecent exposure. Let's go.
Haute couture in Little Italy? See you there.
Yeah, Station Boutique at 414 West Cedar Street in San Diego's Little Italy. 619-544-1100. Website information at discoversd.com/shopping/Station Boutique. And mademoiselle, don't forget your hat.
Of course. Station Boutique in San Diego's Little Italy, where what you wear out the door is all you need.
Chicalor, Station Boutique in San Diego's Little Italy. Google it now.
What products should you sell on eBay and where can you find them at wholesale prices? WorldwideBrands.com presents OneSource, a new tool which gives sellers access to millions of quality products at wholesale prices. Drop shippers, light bulk wholesalers, liquidators, and importers, combined with powerful market research data that helps you decide what products to sell. Try our free preview at worldwidebrands.com and take advantage of our limited time introductory offer.